Welcome to the Freedom Report.
What I love about Austin Peterson is his love of the battle. He wants to fight.
Austin was, of course, the rabble-rouser, just to make sure I stayed Rothbardian.
We live in a world fraught with danger, and there is a certain amount of danger that the public must endure in order to secure the blessings of liberty.
For economic freedom and personal liberty. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Halloween. Today is Wednesday, October the 31st. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Freedom Report podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about a big news story recently. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, says that he is planning to potentially use an executive order to stop people from using birthright citizenship here in the United States. And this is a big question because it deals with the issue of the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. It's something that I've talked about quite frequently on my Freedom Report podcast because I think it's one of those amendments that doesn't really get a whole lot of credit. And it's one of the least understood constitutional amendments. And also, it's one of those constitutional amendments that requires quite a bit of context. It requires a bit of an understanding of not just the history of the constitutional amendment itself, what led up to that amendment, but also you have to have an understanding of some of the subsequent court decisions that have involved the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Many Supreme Court decisions go to the 14th Amendment in order to extend certain rights or privileges that are supposed to be conceptually guaranteed by this amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And some people argue that if an illegal immigrant comes to the United States and has a child here in the United States, some people argue that that should grant you citizenship by soil rather than through your lineage, your parentage. And I think the United States is actually only one of two countries in the entire world that offers what we call birthright citizenship. Now, because of my complex and nuanced views on immigration, I'd like to start with some of the facts about this case. Because the question is, you know, people are saying, can the president essentially overturn an entire amendment of the Constitution through an executive order? And I pulled up a piece from my buddy Ben Shapiro at the Daily Wire, who does a very measured and nuanced and balanced approach to this. I'll read this, and I'm not even sure if Ben and I necessarily agree on immigration, but I think this is a really good piece. So let me read this to you. Ben Shapiro writes, "On Monday, President Trump announced to Axios on HBO he would pursue an executive order to outlaw birthright citizenship just before the election. It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment," Trump stated. "Guess what? You don't." He then added, "You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it with just an executive order. We're the only country in the world where if a person comes in and has a baby, and the baby's essentially a citizen of the United States with all those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it has to end." Now, Trump isn't wrong that the United States is one of only two developed countries to maintain birthright citizenship, because the other is Canada. But it's dicey whether an executive order could simply change birthright citizenship or whether an act of Congress could. At issue is the interpretation of the 14th Amendment, which provides all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. Now, the key phrase here is subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Ilya Shapiro of the Cato Institute points out that that phrase was originally written to exclude the children of Native American tribes from American citizenship, since those children were subject to the jurisdiction of Native American governance, as well as the children of foreign diplomats and soldiers from abroad fighting on American land. Now, the amendment was specifically written in order to guarantee the citizenship of freed slaves and their children, in order to abrogate the Supreme Court's despicable Dred Scott ruling. Senator Jacob Howard of Michigan explained the purpose of the subject to the jurisdiction thereof provision. This is what he believed it was, what it meant. He says, "This will not, of course, include persons born in the United States who are foreigners, aliens, who belong to the families of ambassadors or foreign ministers accredited to the government of the United States, but will include every other class of persons. It settles the great question of citizenship and removes all doubt as to what persons are or are not citizens of the United States." Now, let's go on here. You could leave it at that, but let's go on here. In 1884, the Supreme Court ruled that a Native American born under the jurisdiction of a Native American tribe could not unilaterally make himself a United States citizen, since no one can become a citizen of a nation without its consent. In 1898, the Supreme Court ruled that Wong Kim Ark, a child born in the United States to legal resident Chinese immigrants, was included in the birthright citizenship provided by the 14th Amendment. That's 1898. But in 1982, the Supreme Court ruled that for a state to deny public benefits to the child of illegal immigrants would be illegal. Okay? Are you getting that? Let me read that again. In 1982, SCOTUS ruled a state denying public benefits to the children of illegal immigrants would be illegal. Now, Justice William Brennan wrote this in a footnote. He said, "No plausible distinction with respect to 14th Amendment jurisdiction can be drawn between resident aliens whose entry in the United States was lawful and resident aliens whose entry was unlawful." Right? The court has never fully decided on whether the 14th Amendment protects the children of illegal immigrants, people who are clearly subject to the jurisdiction of foreign countries. This is Ben Shapiro's editorial here. Illegal immigrants have a right under the Vienna Convention to consular contact if they're arrested for a crime, for example. It seems highly unlikely that the framers of the 14th Amendment meant to include the children of illegal immigrants. But the Supreme Court has also been warmer toward birthright citizenship to children of illegal immigrants than the text would warrant. That's Ben Shapiro's opinion. Presumably, Trump knows an executive order will immediately be challenged in court and then taken to the Supreme Court. That's his goal. So no, an executive order won't immediately take effect, and even an act of Congress would be litigated. But the issue itself isn't quite as clear-cut as advocates for birthright citizenship maintain. That's what Ben Shapiro's op-ed is on that. I thought it was a very, even piece with definitely a little bit of his own flavor. But when I'm reading the Daily Wire, I'm seeing another article that's come forward, and keep in mind, I haven't offered my opinion on any of this yet. I'm just offering you what I think is good information. But Senator Lindsey Graham says he's going to introduce legislation to end birthright citizenship. All right, so this sounds, to many conservatives, I think this sounds like a good deal, but people don't trust Lindsey Graham on the immigration issue. They call him Lindsey Grahamnesty, and here is why. Lindsey Graham said he's going to follow Donald Trump's lead calling for an end to birthright citizenship, and he's going to introduce legislation in the House to clarify both the 14th Amendment and federal regulations which define the concept. The Hill reported that Graham plans to introduce the bill in the Senate as soon as Congress returns from October recess. Now, he's tweeted, this is what Graham tweeted. He says, "Finally, a president willing to take on the absurd policy of birthright citizenship. I've always supported comprehensive immigration reform and at the same time the elimination of birthright citizenship," Graham explained on Twitter. He says, he wants to eliminate birthright citizenship. He says, "The United States is one of two developed countries in the world who grants citizenship based on location of birth." He says, "This policy is a magnet for illegal immigration out of the mainstream of the developed world and needs to come to an end." Graham's bill, he says, will take the same form as Trump's proposed executive order, ending a loophole that allows children born in the United States to non-citizen parents to claim automatic citizenship. The thing is that Graham's bill would face a hurdle because it would possibly alter the text of the Constitution. And if you do that, that requires 2/3 majority in both houses of Congress to approve, as well as 3/4 of the state, because essentially that's a constitutional amendment, right? But with Trump's executive order, Graham's bill would likely avoid making any major changes to the Constitution directly, but it would rather help better define the terms and conditions of obtaining, quote, birthright citizenship. Again, Trump is probably, no matter what Trump does, it's going to get litigated. There's going to be a lawsuit, and the Supreme Court will have to decide, which is probably what needs to be done. But Lindsey Graham's offering an alternative of going through a lengthy court process by offering this legislation, which still the legislation would probably again be litigated, which would go back to the Supreme Court. So again, this is why I tell people that this issue is going to be decided in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to have to determine this, because ultimately any lawsuits that come about from this is going to require a court's opinion, and that court that's going to take this is going to be the Supreme Court. So yeah, if Graham and Trump do what they do, that's going to hasten it, right? But I'm not confident that Graham will be able to craft legislation that will meet constitutional muster, specifically because I think that if you're going to make this kind of a change to citizenship, then I think it's going to require some sort of constitutional intercession by the Supreme Court. Unless you pass a constitutional amendment, in which case, you know, again, but you're not going to, they're not going to pass a constitutional amendment. That's not going to happen. I don't know the next time we're going to see a constitutional amendment, unless it's to make, you know, Donald Trump president for life. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, somebody asked me the other day, and now I'm editorializing, somebody asked me the other day, you know, what were people doing? What were we doing to determine citizenship before the 14th Amendment, before the late 1800s? And I mean, I kind of replied flippantly, casually, jokingly. I was like, no one really gave a shit. Nobody really did. People had bigger problems to worry about than what their neighbor's legal status was. And when I thought about that, I thought, man, what happened in the United States that we became so obsessed with citizenship as sort of iconic of what is American? I always saw America as a philosophical concept that transcended any concept of a nation state, because while I believe America as a nation state is a great nation state, like, I look at philosophical principles as something that's higher than a nation state. And I've tried to beat this into people's heads. And for some reason, it's like so many conservatives, I feel, they mistake patriotism for nationalism for patriotism, right? They think that, you know, what you're doing to sort of salute the honor and the sacrifice of those who sacrificed to maintain the nation state, therefore it always translates to the ideals that the United States claims to stand for, right? Liberty, equality, like freedom for all, and equality before the law, at least, right? But I guess what I don't understand is why there is this obsession with, you know, citizenship status. It kind of reminds me of Starship Troopers, where, you know, it was, you know, you can't have be a citizen, service guarantees citizenship, right? That there's like, there really is a code amongst those who identify so much with the nation state that I think they lose their individualism in some ways, right? It becomes a form of nationalism, becomes a form of collectivism in a sense. And I guess when looking at this issue of like birthright citizenship, if I'm being consistent here, you know, Rand Paul is totally on board with, by the way, with getting rid of the concept of birthright citizenship. And I think if I'm being consistent philosophically, then I have to ask myself, well, if you think that it's wrong to have a welfare state, you know that the welfare state is a draw for people who want to come here and collect benefits that they have not earned or have not paid into, then I think I have to agree with Rand Paul and agree with Lindsey Graham. But Lindsey Graham adds in here at the very end, he says he wants to tie any effort to end birthright citizenship to major changes in immigration policy that could benefit illegal immigrants already living in country. He says perhaps with a proposed path to citizenship or a long-term partial amnesty agreement, right? And so people, the first comment on Daily Wire here is, Lindsey 2.0 strikes again, no more Grahamnesty, blah, 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 right? People liked him for his fire and fury recently, but they don't like him making these kinds of reasonable propositions. Because the thing is, guys, you're never going to get something done without a compromise on this issue. And if you're wanting to actually make change in immigration, then you're going to have to accept certain concessions. And one of them is that there are 11 million people here. And you can say get in line all you want, but you can't get everything that you want in politics, right? You do have to concede. You can't say on one hand, well, you have to vote for Josh Hawley because he's not the best, but he's the best that we can get. You can't say that on one hand and then say on the other hand, well, but we're not going to make any concessions on this issue at all, right? No, you're going to have to make concessions on that issue once at all. You're going to have to be more pliable because, again, this is an extremely complex issue. And if you aren't familiar with all the different aspects of it, you can easily make a mistake in making broad sweeping demands towards this, which, you know, I think Trump wants, but thankfully the Constitution stops the president from being able to make sweeping changes of the Constitution through executive order, right? Or it's supposed to. That's how it's supposed to work. And, you know, there would be lawsuits to check this executive order, and then it would go to the courts, which is really how the process is supposed to work, essentially. Well, if the Supreme Court decides to hear it, which of course they will. But listen, without a basic understanding of the 14th Amendment and what it means, and without an understanding of the history of immigration in the United States, you can't have a full bearing opinion on this one. You can't. Sorry. I know that people love to be ignorant and loud, but I've informed myself on this issue. I see many working parts. Frankly, right now, I'm conflicted on the issue of birthright citizenship, but I'm leaning towards no, that you shouldn't allow someone to just come here and have a child and have that child be a baby. I'm leaning that way simply because even if I disagree with that, even if I don't honestly give a shit about, you know, who is a citizen around me, I'm not like paranoid, you know, Muslims are under my bed or something. You know, I'm just not, I don't live my life in a constant state of fear. You know what I mean? But I would say that the law doesn't agree with birthright citizenship, in my opinion, or at least the understanding of the law does not agree with the concept of birthright citizenship. So if anybody wanted to make a change to that, it needs to be a constitutional amendment. Doesn't need to be an executive order. And if the Supreme Court hears this case, I believe it's likely that they will end birthright citizenship. They will get rid of that clause. And I don't know if that will be best for the United States. I think possibly it will. But I don't have, I don't have all the answers, folks. You're just coming to here to get a good discussion. And I hope that you've thought deeply about these issues as much as I have. Really appreciate you guys listening to the Freedom Report podcast today. No quotes. I'm running out of steam because I am getting sick like everybody else in this nation. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of the Freedom Report podcast, and you all have a wonderful week. We'll be back next week.